This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prep with Mike. Thank you for your support. One of the more interesting pieces of news to come out of Venezuela is from survivors of the regime takeover and societal collapse. There are survivors saying that they were wrong to give up their guns back in, what was it, 2012 or 2013? I forgot what year it was, where a law was passed. And I forgot who's in power then. Was it Chavez or was Maduro in power? I think it was still Chavez. Anyway, a law was passed that required all civilians to destroy or turn in their firearms. And even though many of them did not, then there were massive raids and seizures by government to confiscate those firearms. And tens of thousands of them were confiscated. Many people were arrested. The government wanted total control over the firearms. The people said to themselves at the time, the government's never a threat to us. You know, and all these guns on the street, it causes crime, you know. Guns cause crime. That's what everybody's told. So they gave up their guns. The law-abiding citizens did, anyway. Not the criminals. So this created a situation where the law-abiding citizens had no guns, the criminals still had their guns, and the government had a monopoly on guns, for the most part. Then, of course, the government became an authoritarian tyranny. The economic collapse accelerated because the government was printing money like mad, creating money out of nothing, effectively stealing the purchasing power from the citizens, destroying their savings, wiping out their pensions, effectively. And the government began executing people who spoke out against the government. And by the way, then Maduro, he allowed supporters of his regime to have guns so they could shoot critics of his regime who were holding public protests who didn't have guns. So he selectively gave guns to the group that would support him in order to murder the opposing group. Now, anybody who calls for gun control in America is calling for genocide, because this is what always happens. The government becomes a tyranny. The government's out of control. And then it uses its weaponization, its monopoly powers, to target the citizens that are critics of the government regime. This is how power is concentrated in the hands of the corrupt and the criminally insane who run governments and who run communist regimes, especially, which is essentially what Venezuela has nearly become: socialism on the spectrum of communism and fascism. It's all the same thing, just different flavors. You know, just like communist China or North Korea. So these survivors are coming out now and speaking and saying we were wrong to give up our guns, because if we had kept our guns, at least we would have had some potential defense against the authoritarian dictatorships. We might have had a chance to defend ourselves against that tyranny. But without guns, it was hopeless. And now they end up starving to death. They end up prostituting their bodies for food. They end up fleeing their country, fleeing with their families. I'm talking about oil executives, people who were upper middle class, have fled as Venezuela has collapsed into basically a despotic nation, run by despots, rampant criminality, lawlessness. And if you don't have a gun, you can't defend yourself. Now, Brazil has taken the opposite track here. Brazil now, under Bolsonaro, I think that's his name, the new president, says citizens should be able to defend themselves. And he's pushing gun rights legislation, and it's popular. The people want guns to defend themselves against the criminals. So Brazil might have a chance because of that. America still has a Second Amendment, but the Democrats are trying to attack it every day. They want to take away your guns so that they can run an authoritarian dictatorship just like Venezuela. Venezuela is a model for what Democrats want to do to America. They want to collapse the economy. That's why the Fed keeps raising rates and the Democrats are cheering it. They want to enslave the masses. They don't want people to be able to defend themselves. They want to criminalize and imprison critics of Democrat regimes. So if Hillary had become president and you criticize Hillary, they want to throw you in jail. And of course, they want government to have a monopoly on firepower so that no citizens can ever fight back against government corruption. That's what the Democrats want. Well, what would that cause? It would deliver exactly what we're seeing in Venezuela. Destitution, massive human suffering, lawlessness, corruption, tyranny, collapse, starvation, disease, prostitution, all those things. This is the society that Democrats create. This is why California is collapsing under the rule of Democrats who have basically looked at Venezuela and said, we want that. That's what we want for California. So let's just promise everybody endless free stuff, and then let's force them to turn in their guns, and then we'll control everybody, and the government can rule over everyone, and anyone who criticizes the government will be thrown in jail or prosecuted or censored or banned. That's the plan. That's Democrats are authoritarians. Democrats are evil. Their policies cause great human suffering. Their policies lead to an end to freedom and the rise of tyranny. That's what they want. They openly call for it. This is their goal. They love what's happening in Venezuela. The government's in charge. The government has all the power. The people are powerless. This is what Democrats want. And by the way, just as a conclusion to this, I say that any politician who votes for measures that take away your right to own firearms and gun magazines, any politician who does that is guilty of treason, is a traitor to this nation, and is, frankly, should all be indicted, arrested, imprisoned, and tried for treason. They are enemies of the people. To take away the right of the people to defend themselves against both criminal elements as well as tyrannical governments and potential foreign invaders who may threaten the United States, to take away the right of individuals to defend themselves against that is treason. It is treason. And these Democrats who vote for that, or Republican if they vote for it, anyone who votes to take away your right to have an AR-15 with a 30-round magazine, with a suppressor, you know, or other rifles to defend yourself, if they take away your right, they are guilty of treason and nothing less. They are treasonous traitors. We should keep in mind their names, who they are. We should know. We should share the news about who these traitors are. We should vote them out of office. We should block their goals in any way we can. We should nullify their political power. We should speak out against them. We should associate them with the mass genocide and Holocaust outcomes that are always associated with gun confiscation and people giving up their gun rights. Because anybody who votes to take away your guns is someone who would stand by and do nothing while mass genocide was also committed against you. They are the kind of people who would have been right at home in the Third Reich. Because remember, the Jews were disarmed before the Holocaust really accelerated. So to mass murder 6 million people, you first have to take away their guns. And the Democrats learned that lesson very effectively. That's why they now want to take away guns in America. It's not about making communities safe. It's about taking away the power of the people to defend themselves against tyranny. And that's why the Second Amendment was written into our Constitution. Because this pattern has repeated itself throughout history. And even people in the late 1700s who wrote the Constitution and wrote the Bill of Rights, they saw what happened. And they knew that if America was to survive, it would have to have an immune system, a national self-defense mechanism. And that is the Second Amendment, the individual right to keep and bear arms, whatever arms are common in their day, which today is AR-15 rifles and, you know, variations of that. Support gun rights or you will be enslaved. You will be overrun. You will be mass murdered. A gun gives you the right to defend yourself against government criminals who are waging not just tyranny, but a holocaust. Crimes against humanity can be stopped by good people with firearms. End of story. Read more at my website, guns.news. I also publish secondamendment.news if you want to see that. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Be safe.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products, and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.